Today's daf is Samach Hey. We're going to start at the two dots, a little bit before the middle of Samach Dalet Amabet. Unfortunately, Mot Dvar Batina, Avram Shema Ben Chana Karmi Bat Nima, Orli Pnei Bat Racha, Frida Chaim Alk, Esther Bat Zipor, Dani Abim Mirim Chaya Rut, Yosef Ben Rachel, Bat Rivka, Rafael Yashof, Halek Ben Bracha Batya, Yinta Mirim Bat Chana Rachel, Yal Mirim Bat Chaya, Rina Chaya Bat Shoshana, Eliezer Chaim Ben Dreza, Yaakov Ben Rosa, Yidlo Nishma Chana Bat Atara, Reza Bat Sarah. Okay, we ended yesterday with a question, which I now have an answer to, whereas all answers, right, there's no clear answer. Okay, we'll go back to the two dots where it says, V'kol she'inah yichola l'shmor kita. So the Mishnah had said, the Mishnah splits up into a machloka Tanakama Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakama says that if she's an haram or asa, she or her father can accept the get. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't have two people in charge, and therefore, her father gets the get. Okay? Then it says this other statement, anyone who can't, l'shmor kita, can't protect her get, doesn't know what, you know, how to watch over a get, like a document, can't get divorced. Okay? So Rashi says, yesterday at the end of class, I was looking for Rashi on the Mishnah, but Rashi comments when the Gemara quotes it. Okay? If you look at the second Rashi on the page in the Gemara part, Yadi Yada Lav Klumu was the first, then it says, Eina Mitgareshet. So here he says, Dichtiv. Why does she not get divorced? Because it says, Vishulchami Beito. She has to be sent out of his house, right? That's the pasuk about divorce in the Torah. So Rashi says, Misha Mishalcha Ve'ena Chozeret. What does that mean? Someone who you can send out of the house and won't come back. Yatztazo Shemishalcha Ve'chozeret. That someone who doesn't understand the concept of divorce, okay, we're going to see this later in another few minutes about the concept of a kinyan. We talked about this the other day about, you know, if your kids play with cards, you know, they trade cards and then they don't know the concept that, oh, I'm not going to get this back, right? So she doesn't understand the concept that if she is, you know, has to leave the house, that she can't come back. So that's why she can't actually get divorced, and therefore Rashi says, okay, at the end here, Hachi Dershin La B'Yivamot Perek Chayresh Nasa, Hilkach Afilo, okay, there, trying to quote the Gemara in Yivamot there, and then he says, based on this, his assumption is, Afilo B'Kabbalat Avia Eina Mitgareshet. Okay, even if the father can accept the divorce on her behalf, doesn't work. If she's not old enough to understand the concept of divorce, she can't get divorced.
But she's old enough to understand the concept of marriage.
Ah, yafeh, so hold off. Okay, hold off for a minute, okay? Now, then Tosfot says, okay, Tosfot doesn't like Rashi, okay? If you look at B'kol She'inai Cholad Shmor Kita, first he quotes Rashi, Perish B'Kuntris, Kuntris is Rashi, Kuntris was like a notes, it's like a notebook. That's how Tosfot had Rashi, it was like these notes, okay? It was called a Kuntris, like a notebook. Afilo Yidea Via Deha Shotahi, she's like a Shotah, she doesn't have that, okay? So then comes Tosfot and he says, Rabbeinu Tam, okay, line 5 there, about the beginning of the line, Vareish Taf, Rabbeinu Tam Afareish, Al Yideh Avia Mitgareshet, Af Agav Sheinai Yudat L'Shmor Kita, and not only does he paskin that she can't get divorced by her father, if she doesn't understand this, V'horekach Halacha L'maaseh, and he even paskin this way, okay, and then he says, okay, he basically says what you said, which is, where does he say this? Right, so here, if you look at the third wide line, okay, of Tosfot here, the chenir in the middle of the line, and this is, seems to be the truth, why? Then she shouldn't get married either. There's a whole hakesh between marriage and divorce. So if it's true for divorce, she can't get divorced, then she shouldn't be able to get married. Okay, so now he says, therefore, what it means is that she can't get divorced by herself, but her father can divorce for her. In which case, you'd have to say
she goes back to her father.
Forget that. But what it... Rabbeinu Tam is obviously, this line in the Mishnah is only referring to Tanakama, because Rabbi Yehuda says, if she's younger, then the father is the only one who can get divorced for her, right? She can't get divorced no matter what. So this line, we're going to see in a second, either doesn't relate to Rabbi Yehuda, or Tosfot says at the end, I'm not going to read the whole thing inside, what he says is, in a case where the father's not there anymore, then... And what he claims, you know, Rabbi Yehuda, who's who says that only the father can get the get, because you can't have ein shtei adayim zochot ke'echad. If there's a case where there is no father, then she can't get the divorce herself, but then she can only get it if she's a certain age. Okay? So if she's underage, then the father can get the divorce for her. If she's underage and there's no father, then even according to Rabbi Yehuda, she couldn't, right? Then according to both Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama, she could. This line relates to Tanakama in a regular case where there is a father, and it relates to Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama in a case where there is no father. Because when there is a father, she can't ever, according to Rabbi Yehuda, get a get, no matter even if she's older, right? And as again, while she's in this Nara stage. Okay? So there's a machloket Rashi. Tell us about your question from yesterday. Okay. So now, Tana Rabbanan, we'll start here again, even though we saw this, but we'll start here again. Tana Rabbanan, Tana Yodat Lishmor Kita Mitgareshet. If she can watch over her get, she can get divorced. V'she'ena Yodat Lishmor Kita, Eina Mitgareshet. This is another Braita that says the same thing as our Mishnah, but it expands on it. Braita continues, Ezo Hik Tana Yodat Lishmor Kita, Kosha Mishamer Kita V'davar Acher. So first they say, my kamar, what does that mean? Rabbi Yochanan hachi kamar, this is what it means. Kol shemishamer davar acher machmat gita. That means if she takes something else in place of her get and thinks it's her get, she can't distinguish. So the Gemara immediately jumps on that. Matki kifla rafuna bar manoach and says, hashota ba'almahi. She can't distinguish between a get and a regular shtar, then she's a shota, then how could she possibly get divorced on her own? So it's the opposite. Ela amar rafuna bar manoach, mishmei d'rav acha b'redor av ika, kol shem avchene ben gita lidavar acher. It's dafka when she can distinguish. If she can distinguish the difference between a shtar and a regular and a get, then we say that she's old enough. That's the age. Now we're going to have the age when it comes to kinyanim in general. What type of kinyan can you acquire at what age? At what age is a katan considered? Okay, we talked about this again, I'll repeat it, but that there's no age exactly of 12 or 13, like the way we have it, you know, the way we look at things nowadays, but it depended on what stage of intelligence the child had. So now we're going to see about a kinyan. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi. Shur v'zurko, if someone gives him a rock and he throws it, it goes v'notzlo, meaning he can distinguish between a rock and a nut. Okay, he knows the difference. He knows that a rock is just a piece of garbage and doesn't need it. But he knows that an egoz is something he would take. Zochel atzmo ve'en zochel acherim. That's enough for him, that's enough for us to say, that he can acquire things for himself, because he understands the concept of acquiring something. He sees an egoz, he takes it. Okay, but he's not old enough to understand the concept of giving to others. This is that concept we talked about with the klafim, right, the cards. If you flip these cards, you give them to somebody else, you lose them, and the next morning you start crying, wait, where's my card? And you don't realize that being zochel acher means you're not going to have it, right? It's a more advanced stage of understanding. Chepetz u'machziro la'achar sha'ah, if you give him something and he returns it after an hour. You say, okay, I'm going to give you this to use for the hour, and then you have to return it. So then he's old enough to understand the concept of returning things. And therefore, he's zoche ben latzmo ben lacherim. In that case, he can be zoche ready to make a kinyan for others. Remember, you can give me something I can act on behalf of the other person and accept it. So if you gave it to a katan for someone else, that would be okay. Let's say someone comes to the house to deliver a gift and they give it to the child. Right? Because the parents aren't home. So, is that an, right? Can you can assume that there's a kinyan there? Let's say the guy comes back and says, I never really gave that to you. Do you say, too bad, you already did a kinyan, right? You gave it to my katan. Or do you say, what are you talking about? The katan, he was too young, he didn't understand, I didn't do any sort of kinyan. Okay, that would be the issue. Ki amarita kamei d'shmuel, when they brought this distinction in front of Shmuel, amar li davida achati. These are both one and the same. Whether he can know how to return an object after an hour, or whether you give him the egoz and he'll take it, right? It's all the same. So now the Gemara asks, well, my he, right? My davida achati, what does that mean? It means which one? That they can be zochel acherim, or they both can't be zochel acherim. So Amar Rav Chista, echad ze v'echad ze zochel atzmo ve'en zochel acherim. Even if you can give him an object and he'll return it in an hour, he's still not necessarily old enough to understand the concept of being zochel to others. Okay, so Shmuel disagrees with the first opinion about it. Mativ Rav, and it's the way Rav Chista understands Shmuel, okay? Rav Chista understands Shmuel that he means that you can't be zoche to others. So now we're going to ask a question on Rav Chista. Mativ Rav Chinina Vardaan, okay, that's Rav Chinina who lived in the city of Vardaan. Ketzam mishtatvim b'mavoy. What's a shitufei mevaot? That's when, okay, mido raita, you can't carry from Rashid Arabim to Rashid Yachid. But you can carry within a chatzir. It's not considered public property, or even a mavoy, which is not Rashid Arabim, right? Rashid Arabim is a huge street where lots of people go by, okay? A mavoy is an alley that leads, links to chatzirot. A chatzir is a place that a bunch of people have houses within a common area. In order to be able to carry within that area, it's an isur midrabanan to carry. And in order to allow you to carry, we do what's called the shitufei mevaot. We put some food, it's like we do for an eruv nowadays. You put some food in one of the houses, and the food is owned by everybody. Okay, and the question's going to be, how do you have the food owned by everybody? Does everybody give money toward it, right? What do? It's complicated, right? You have to go to every member of the this and collect money, and that's, what do? So here's a simple way to do it. Meniach et hachavit. Let's say you're going to use wine for your shitufei mevaot. So you put the chavit in the middle, v'omer, you put it in your house, v'omer, harezo lechol b'nei hamavoy. You say, this, I'm giving up rights to this, I'm making it publicly owned by all of us. If they don't actually have to give money, you can say, this belongs to all of us, but you have to be mizakelahem. So how are you going to be mizakelahem? You need another person there to be mizakeh. So you can use, because it's just easier, someone in your household. Who can you use? B'no b'to agdolim. They can acquire rights for it on behalf of all the other people. Remember, we have this whole concept. Zachim la'adam shelo b'fanav. If it's in his benefit, then you can. Ve'al yidei avdo v'shifchato ha'ivrim. So either you b'no b'to agdolim, which obviously isn't a problem. Obviously, they're gdolim. They can make a kinyan. But you're evident in your shifcha ivri. Okay, now what do we know about a shifcha ivriya? If she's already reached the age of bagrut, my bayagabe, what's she doing in your house? What happens to an amayivriya? She lives in your house until she reaches the stage of bagrut, and then she goes free. So she can't possibly be a gdola. So therefore, what do you see here? She's a ktana, and yet we allow her. Right? What did Rav Chista say? Any of these stages don't work, right? You can't be mizakela acherim. And here you see this ktana can be mizakela acherim. El alav, so it must be delawacha shei sarot. It must be she hasn't reached shei sarot yet, because otherwise she wouldn't be a shibcha. Vikatane, what does it say? Zochela acherim. So you see here that a ktana can do a kinyan for acherim. So what are the answer? No, shani shitufei mevaot rabbanan. You could say, right, it's different here because shitufei mevaot rabbanan. Here we're talking about only a kinyan, right? It's to allow us to do something, the shitufei mevaot, which is only a nid d'rabbanan. But if it was a d'oraita issue, it would be more, we wouldn't allow it. So Amar Rav Chista, ishtik vardan. Rav Chista says, vardan, Rav Chinina vardan asked this question. Rav Chista answered it up. And now Rav Chista says, you know, if he wanted to, he could have questioned my answer. Okay? So that's why he says, ishtik vardan, the Rav Chinina vardan, he was quiet. So they say, my havalele memar. What could he have said? And Rav Chista is basically saying, you could have attacked my answer. What could he have said? You could have said, kol de tikun rabbanan ke'en de oraita tikun. Okay? Anytime the rabbis institute something, they institute it the same way the de oraita was instituted. Meaning that if you need a kinyan to do the shitufei mevaot de rabbanan, then you need a kinyan that would work in the de oraita case also. And that's what Rav Chinina could have said against him. So the de rabbanan answer doesn't necessarily work. So now it says, well, if that's such a great question, so v'idach, so what was he thinking that he didn't think that would knock down his answer? Why did Rav Chinina Vardan ask him that question? So the answer is, ki amrinan kol detikun rabbanan ke'en de'oraita tikun, b'milta de'ile ikar me'atorah, afal b'milta de'leila ikar me'atorah, lo. This is very interesting. They're distinguishing between two different types of do'oraitas. What's the difference? Two different types of derabanan. There's a derabanan that has a basis in the Torah, and there's a derabanan that has no basis in the Torah. So what they're claiming here is that shitufei mevaot has no basis in the Torah. It has nothing, right? It's this concept of making an eruv and allowing this carrying, right, between these areas that are asher midrabanan. It has no basis in the Torah. It's all a derabanan. By the way, this reminds me of that whole famous midrash on Avraham Avinu, that he kept Taryag Mitzvot, and what do they say? He kept Eruv Tavshilin and Eruv Chatzerot, I think. These are like the two Durabanas that are so disconnected from Torah, and yet what are they telling us? He kept them. They wanted to say he kept, you know, Durabanas. So here you see the same idea about the shittufim of oath, that it's so far distant from the Torah that even in that case you wouldn't have to institute that it would be like the Torah. Okay? It's not clear, by the way, the Mefarshim talk about this, it's not clear that we were passed in this way about this, when we hold this concept called the Tikkun Rabbanan Ke'en De'oraita Tikkun, and do we only hold it in Devar She'Karo Me'atarah? Now, here the Gemara is using it as a question-answer. Could you have answered this? Could you have not? It doesn't mean that that's how we paskin. So you have to be cautious when you see Gemaras like this to say, do we necessarily learn from here halacha l'maaseh? Matzav Rav Avya. Rav Avya now asks again against Rav Chisda. Ma'arimim al maaser sheni. You can trick... You can play this game, let's say. Let's call it that. You can play a game with Master Shani. Now, what's Master Shani? In the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, instead of the Master Ani, which you do in the third and the sixth year, you take a Master, after you do your Master, your Truma, your Master Rishon that you give to the Levi, the Truma to the Kohen, then you take Master Shani. What does it mean? You remove Master from your stuff, a tenth of what you have left, and then you take it, you flip it onto a coin, and then you take that money to Yerushalayim. But it's not as simple. There's one caveat. You have to take that money plus a fifth. Okay, you have to add a chomesh. So now you have to add another fifth to that amount. Or really, it's a quarter. Remember we saw about the fifth. The fifth is really a quarter because it's a fifth of the total that you end up with in the end. So now he takes this. He has to add a fifth or a quarter, the chomesh. So now let's say... If you use someone else's money to do the pidyon, then you don't have to add a fifth. So therefore, like if someone else is podeh your money for you, then you're putter for the fifth. It's only if it's with your own money. So how can you trick around here? What do you do? Ketzad. Omer Adam, again, this bino bito agdolim, avdov shifchato ha'ivrim, right? You take the closest people to you, the people in your house. What can you do? You could say to them, Ha lachem ma'ot halalu upadu behem master sheni. Be makne them the money. They can do the master sheni, in which case, the pidyon, in which case they redeem it, right? They flip it onto a coin. Then the money's not yours. You don't have to pay the chumash, and then they give it back to you. So you're allowed to do that. Okay? And then you don't have to write in parentheses, it says v'chlo b'lo chumash. Okay? Some people say you don't say that, but anyway, it's obvious that that's what it means. So again, hai shifcha hechidame, right? Again, we have this issue of the shifcha. Ida'at yashesaro my bayagabe. If she already has shesaro, then what's she doing there, right? She's not in Amayivriya anymore. She gets freed. Elalav delo at yashesaro. Okay, it must be that she hasn't brought shesaro. And here you see, you can do a kinyan. So again, you can do a kinyan. So what do they answer? Again, the same answer. Hacha b'mayaskina b'maser b'zmana zedra banan. Okay, it must be talking about maser nowadays, which is only Durabanan, right? Nowadays and their days, right? Not nowadays, nowadays, but nowadays and their days. So then they say, if you're going to say that this is all Maser Bizman Azeh, when it's only Durabanan, because why there's no Yovel, when there's no Yovel, right? Shemitah is different, right? All those things are different. So now what do they say? Famayivriya Bizman Azeh Mi'ika. But there's no Amayivriya even. How can you say this talking about a situation of now when we don't even have a Motivriya? Why not? V'hatanya, don't we have a brayta that says, ain't Eved Ivri no Heg, ela b'zman shai Yovel no Heg. There's no such thing as Eved Ivri or Amayivriya when there's no Yovel. In which case, then this wouldn't even be relevant in a time when it's b'zman hazeh, where it's drabanan. So therefore, it must be maser d'oraita. So how do we explain that they did this kinyan? So they say, it must be a case, we have to find a different case now, a case when there is maser d'oraita, but this case was not a maser d'oraita case. What's the case? Ela ba'atis she'eno nakuv derabanan. Okay, it's a case where we have a potted plant without holes at the bottom, right? There's no holes, and therefore it's not considered connected to the ground. We still have to take maser midrabanan, but only midrabanan and not midoraita. Okay. So now, again, you can ask though, but that's it, right? If you go back to that kol de tikkun rabanan ke'en de oraita tikkun, that would be a derabanan that does have ikar min hatorah. So that's why I said you can't necessarily conclude that whole discussion from before would be the case all the time. That yes, any time kol de tikkun rabanan ke'en de oraita tikkun when it's got a basis in the Torah, because this has a basis in the Torah, and yet we don't ask that question there. So anyway, it's unclear, like I said, how to paskin on that issue. Gzera gzera? No, I don't think so. Because it's not a gzera here. Right? This isn't a gzera that we, in other words, if we allow her kinyan to be a good kinyan, that's not a gzera. That's a, how do we view her kinyan? I don't think it would. Right. No. Okay. Amar Rava, shalosh midot b'katan. There's three ages. Okay. This is, again, this proves our theory about the fact that katan didn't mean the way we have it. 12, 13. Okay. Here we have three different levels. Shur vizorko. It goes vinotlo. That's what we saw before. If you give him a rock and he throws it, but you give him a nut and he keeps it, then zochel atzmo ve'en zochel acherim, like we saw before that Shmuel had said, right? That or everyone had agreed with that, right? At that point, he's ein zochel acherim. Ukinegdam biktana, and if you have a ktana at that age, mitkadeshet limiun. What does that mean? You remember miun? What does miun mean? Miun is a case where the father is no longer around, so she can't have kiddushin midoraita. Who can marry her off if she's a ketana? She can't marry herself. Her brother or her mother can marry her off. But when she gets to a certain age, around the Gil of Bagrut, she can say, I'm not interested in being married to this man, and just walk out without a get, without anything. What does this mean? That she's a ketana at this age. Okay, what it really means is that at this age, if they marry her off from this age, where she has this basic understanding, then she can do miun when she gets older, okay? If the brother or mother marry her off. If the brother, what it really means is, not what it says here, but what it really means is, before this age, if a brother or a mother were to marry her off, she wouldn't even need miun, okay? She could walk, like she wouldn't even need to say, I don't want to be married to this man. She's not even considered married to him at all. Without any, she's not considered married to him no matter what. So what it basically means is, if you want to, right, this is like saying things backwards. What it means very simply is, a mother or a brother can't marry off a young child if the father's not around until she reaches the age where she has this understanding. Okay, that's what it means, very simply. Okay? She's just not considered married, it's nothing. Whereas the father who marries off the daughter at that age, it would be considered a good marriage. But in the case there's no father and we allow the brother or the mother to do it, they have to wait till she's this age to mean the marriage, for the marriage to mean anything. Ha-pi'utot, okay, what are pi'utot? The general assumption here by the Mefarshim is 6 to 8 year old about. Mikha mekach umim karam memkar b'metaltalin. They can sell and buy, okay, metaltalin, property. Ukinegdam biktana. And again, for a ketana, what's the relevance? Mitgareshet b'kiddushei aviha. If her father were to have married her off, she can get divorced, okay? She's old enough to get divorced. And according to the Mefarshim here, she can even get the get herself, basically, right? According to Tanakama, she's able to already receive a get at this stage. Higiu la'onat nidarim, okay? Remember we learned this? That already a year before bar bat mitzvah age, this is age and simanim related. So a year before, they're supposed to have simanim at around age 12 or 13, right? 12 for a girl, 13 for a boy. If you get to onat nidarim, then nidrehen neder, their neder is good. We had this whole discussion when it came to the girl whose father cancels her nidarim. At what stage? Because once she's a gdola already, she's a bogeret, the father can't cancel the nidarim. So it's basically that like year and a half period where she's a ketana a year before, then the 6 months where she's a nara, and then already she's a bogeret and the father can't cancel her nidarim. Higiulo not nidarim nidrehem neder, hekdeshan hekdesh. If they say something is hekdesh, it becomes hekdesh. Ukinegdam biktana, and again, what's the relevance for a girl? Now, obviously, the things for the boy are relevant also for the girl, but in addition, there's other relevant marriage-related issues. Choletzet, she can do chalitza at this stage. We learned in Yevamot that a ktana can't do chalitza. So what stage can she do chalitza? When she's already a year before. Vilimkor b'nechzeh aviv, and here's the last category. If you want to sell property you inherited, this is very relevant to trust law and all that stuff, right? Inheritance law. Okay, this is the same, I don't know if it's 20 or 18, but ad shehei ben esrim. You actually, right here, you have a whole different age, right? We jump to what you would say modern day maturity, right? Where it's somewhere between 18 and 20. So at age 20 then, only till you're 20, now there, you can actually sell property from age 13 for a boy, 12 for a girl, but you can sell inheritance property. Okay, the assumption is that we don't trust your judgment when it comes to you selling someone else's stuff, basically. And it's stuff that came to you through inheritance, right, which matches modern day law, that we don't allow children to start selling property until they're at an older age.
So chalitza, is it also an age for the boy?
So chalitza, right, there's a different age for a boy. forget what it is.
Or
it's the same, maybe. No, because right. Rashi says choletzim mivia simanim v'lo minan shumaninu aval kolam asman azek tanai v'in simanai simanim v'ena choletzim di ish katu b'parsha makshin and isha l'ish. Right, he also has to reach maturity.
You could do yibum when he's very little.
Yes, you could do yibum at a younger age. Right, we had all those. Right, we had the. He has to be nine. No, though. No, doesn't he have to be nine? I think he has to be nine. She can do it at a younger age because her sexual relations, right? Yibum is by having sex. So that's...
She was older, I remember that she, when there was a younger brother, and when he, like that whole, when you have those multiple brothers,
right,
situations.
No, but that was if he wasn't born. There were issues about that. I don't know.
That also,
right. Anyway, okay. So I think it's also the same, but I don't remember what the details are there. Okay, new Mishnah. Ktana shamra hitkabel ligiti. Now we want to know, can a ktana make a shaliach l'kabbalah? So what's going to be the assumption? No, because she doesn't have the power, right? She can't do a kinyan. She can't make a shaliach. Eino get ad she'giyah liyada. Okay, so if she sends someone to be her shaliach l'kabbalah, in which a normal case, the get would be a good get as soon as the shaliach gets it. When we're talking about a ketana, it doesn't work. Has to get all the way to her, and only when it reaches her is it considered a good get. L'fichach im ratzah ba'al lachzor yachzor, right? That's our typical nafgamina. If the husband wants to change his mind, he can. Right, obviously, until it gets to her hands. Once it gets to her hands, he obviously can't change his mind. She'ein katan oseh shaliach. Okay, here we have it. A katan, or a ktana, can't make a shaliach. V'mamar lo, and that's because the pasuk about shlichut is learned from the word ish, and because of that, they say it has to be ish. Ish meaning, you know, at a certain age, maturity age. What if the father made a shaliach to accept the get on behalf of the daughter? So then it would be a good shlichut. So because that works as soon as the shaliach gets it, because the father can obviously make a shaliach. Haomer, let's say, now we're switching topics. Let's say he says to the shaliach, I mean, we're still on shlichut, but we're switching, shifting gears. He says, go to the shliach holacha, go give my wife the get in a particular location. Okay, go give it to her in the center of the city. Go give it to her in her house. Go give it to her wherever he says. Okay? V'natnu la b'makom acher, pasul. Okay, but if you do it in a different place, then you didn't do the shlichut the way the husband wanted to do the shlichut. And it could be that he had some motivation. Maybe he wanted it in a public place and he wanted people to know about it. Maybe he didn't want to embarrass her, so he wanted it to be in a private place. He obviously had some intent in mind. And the assumption is, again, because, and we'll see this in a minute, because you need the husband's consent to give the get, it could be that he wouldn't have wanted the get to be given in this particular way, just like we had it. Maybe he wouldn't want to give it to the shaliach of the wife, right? Maybe he would have wanted to give it directly to the wife. So therefore, in a case where he sends his shaliach and her shaliach meets his shaliach, there was a machloket about it. Is it a good get or not? What if he says, harei hi b'makom ploni? What if he says, go give this get to my wife. She happens to be in this city right now. But it turns out she wasn't there. Then the get is kasher, because he was only telling him for technical reasons. He wasn't telling him, right? Again, this is all a question of what was the husband's motivation. So here we're only conjecturing. If he says give it to her in a particular place, it's possible. Again, we're only saying it's possible because we're always machmir here, right? Because if we never tzon a baal in the get, then she's not a divorced woman and she's an eshadish. So we're always going to be machmir. So if we have reason to suspect that he had some ulterior motive and then you did it some other way, then it's a problem. But if he's just said it as a matter of fact that, oh, that's where she is and she wasn't there, then it's okay. Ha'isha shamra, but now we're going to see the difference between the man and a woman. Because since you don't need the ratzon of the woman, therefore it's going to be different for the woman. Ha'isha shamra et kabel ligiti b'makom ploni, v'kiblu la b'makom acher, pasul. Okay, Tanakhama thinks there's no difference. If she says, be my shliach kabbalah in a particular place, then it doesn't matter whether we need her ratzon or not. The whole question is the shaliach doing what she asked? And if the shaliach is changing from what she asked, well then, that's not a good shaliach. But Rabbi Elazar is machshir because he thinks it's all about, to the man, right? The man, we need his intent. The woman, we don't really, she'll be divorced even if we don't have her intent, as long as it reaches her hands. So if it reaches the hands of her shliach kabbalah, doesn't matter whether she wanted it to be in a particular place or not. Okay, and then also, it could be that Rabbi Elazar thinks, we'll see this inside in a minute, but
that he thinks that the woman, it's more gam in the shlichut. In other words, I'm sorry, that the woman, since it doesn't really matter how she gets the get, and it's her dad is not important, therefore her intent was different when she said, get it in this place, when she said, get it in this place, she more meant it as, that's where my husband is going to give it to you, you know, thinking that more technicality. Haveli gitibi makom ploni, let's say she says, bring me my get from so-and-so place, vivi ulami makom acher kasher. Then everyone agrees, because again, he's not her shaliach in that case, right? She's just sending him in the hopes that the husband will make him a shaliach. But there, her intent really has no relevance because she's not even making him her shaliach. She's just, right, this is just a go hope that my husband will give it to you, right? But the husband's the one who makes him the shaliach. So Rabbi Elazar, the Gemara, is going to ask, Maishna Resha de lo palig, or Maishna Seifa de palig? Why does he argue only in the woman case and not the man's case? Ihu demida tamigaresh kapit ihi. Tibal korcha mitgareshet. No, I'm sorry, I'm not reading this right. Start again. Ihu demida tamigaresh kapit. He who has to divorce with his own intent is makpit. But ihi deba'al korcha mitgareshet mar'em makom hilo. He's assuming since her dad doesn't really matter, then therefore when she says, go get it from this particular place, she doesn't mean, I only want you to be my shaliach in that place. She just means, that's where I think it's going to be. She's just mar'em makom. She's showing where it is. Okay, new issue. This is connected. If she says, okay, new Mishnah, havei li giti, go bring me my get. So now the question is, when is she divorced according to this? Only when the get arrives at her house. Therefore, she doesn't have to worry the get is effective earlier. So if she's married to a Kohen, ochelep et truma ad sheyagia get liadai. You remember, she's married to a Kohen. She can no longer eat truma after she gets divorced. So she can eat truma until the get comes to her hands, because obviously she's not divorced before. But obviously that case is pashut. The next case is less pashut. Hit kabeli giti, what if she sends a shaliach lekabala? No, we have no idea when she's going to be actually divorced. So asura lecho b'truma miyad, immediately, because it could be he bumps into the husband immediately. Hit kabeli giti b'makom ploni, let's say she says, go accept my get in a particular place. Ochele b'truma ad sheyagia lo oto makom. It's a very strange line. According to this, and the way the Mefarshim understand it, she gets to eat truma, even if, let's say, the shaliach went to the husband, met him somewhere else, got the get somewhere else, since she said, go do it in makom ploni, which she meant was, I'm not going to be divorced until you get to makom ploni. So he goes to the husband, gets the get, walks to makom ploni, arrives at makom ploni, that's when she's divorced. So basically, if she's in her house, how does she know when? Well, she can calculate how much time it would take to get to that place. Okay, but what it's saying is she's not actually divorced until he gets to that place. Now, this is a very strange thing because the get has to be, there has to be a nitina, right, at the moment that the get is valid. Now, the nitina happened earlier, and we're saying the get is only a good get later when there's actually no nitina. So some of the Mefreshim say that he actually, when he gets to that place, he has to give the get to someone else, ask him to give him the get, and have sort of like a delivery going on there. It's a very strange line, somewhat difficult.
Also because prior we said that there's not much
right, so there's not much validity to her saying either, right, right. So what we did see, though, that Tanakama said there was. Remember? Right. Tanakama said, and that's going to match up here. Tanakama said in the last Mishnah, mm-hmm. Right? It's not good. So now, Rabbi Elazar, osir miyad. Rabbi Elazar is lishitato, and he said, right, that it, her words don't mean anything, and therefore, as soon as she gets the get is a, right, she'll be divorced, and therefore, again, she's ushered to truma miyad. Okay. So now the Gemara says, v'gita miyahave. So wait a minute. According to this, okay, if you picked up on this, what did I just say? In Tanakama said in the last Mishnah, it's pasul. In this Mishnah, it says, it's not good until he actually arrives in that place. So the Gemara is saying, according to this, Gita miyahave, it does become a get. V'ha'amard resha lohavi gita. Didn't we say in the resha it's pasul? So what do they say? Lo tzricha da'amrele. This Mishnah must be talking about a different case, okay? And then they're going to give a new kimta. Remember what a new kimta is? A new kimta is what we say. The Mishnah is right. We're going to narrow the focus into a very particular case where she says, hitkabeli gita b'mata mechasya. V'zimnin d'mishkach alei b'bavel. She says to him, accept my get in Mata Machasya, or maybe you'll find him in Bavel, my husband, okay? V'hachi ka'amralei. And this is really what she means to say. Mishkal kol hecha d'mishkach alei shaklei minei. What she really means to say is, wherever you find him, get the get. But Gita lohave adimati lamaki machasya. What she means to say here when she says these words, right? Get my get in Mata Machasya, but you might find him in Bavel. If she says it in that way, what she means to say is, find him wherever you find him, get the get wherever you get it, but I want to be divorced. I want you to, you know, the divorce will be effective when you get to Mata Machasya. Okay, that's a place. So then we basically, and the Gemara can't really understand the Mishnah properly, so they, right, takes the Mishnah totally out of context and says it must be a case where she says something very specific, which meant something also very specific. Rabbi Elazar was ser miyad. So first of all, the Gemara says, pshita, right, this is obvious. Daha mare makom ilo, right? His whole theory is she's just mare makom, so obviously she's going to be divorced miyad. So why would you need to say another, think about it. If Rabbi Elazar says, even if she tells you where the place is, right, therefore, she says, go to my husband, he's in Tel Aviv, okay? Therefore, what's the assumption? That she's going to be divorced immediately, because it doesn't matter, Tel Aviv, wherever he finds the husband, she'll get divorced immediately. So what do they say? Lo sricha, no, you need it for a case like this. Da amrze amrle zil mizrach, di ite b'mizrach, v'ka'azil maharav. Ma'u detemba b'marav halete kamashmalan. Kamashmalan dilma b'hadi deka'azal megas gaispe v'yayv legita. What's the issue? Let's say you say my husband's in Tel Aviv. And then the shaliach leaves your house. Okay, you saw the shaliach in Ranana. Shaliach leaves your house, and where do you go? The shaliach starts going toward Haifa. So you say, oh, well, I don't have to stop eating truma now because he went to Haifa. My husband's in Tel Aviv. So comes, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar says, no matter what, you're divorced immediately because you might think the husband's in Tel Aviv, but let's say he goes to Haifa and happens to bump into the husband. And then he would get the get, and the get would be effective immediately. And therefore, we say that the get is the get immediately. Ha'omer l'shlucho, here's another case that's similar. Arev li bitzmarim, v'irev lo bigrogrot. Bigrogrot, v'irev lo bitzmarim. Okay. If you say to a shaliach, go do my Erev Chatzerot, okay, or the Shitufei Mevo'ot, okay, that we were talking about. By the way, I didn't explain this. The difference between Eruv Chatzerot and Shitufei Mevo'ot is Eruv Chatzerot is for the people living in a Chatzer, and the Shitufei Mevo'ot is between people living in, you know, a few Chatzerot that are connected by an alley. That's why it's Mevo'ot from Mavoy. Okay? So let's say you say, make me an Erev with Tamarim, and he used Grogrot instead, okay, figs instead of dates. Or the flip. Begrogrot, Erev lo b'tamarim. Tanechada, Erevo Eruv. Betanya idach ein eruvo eruv. Okay, there's a machloket about whether this eruv is a good eruv or not. Now, why is this an issue? Because what did we see? That before we said that, like this would be a question on, Tanakama says that, right, I guess it's saying on Tanakama that it doesn't really matter, right? Tanakama is saying it doesn't matter whether I guess we want to see is this concept. All right, by the way, I forgot. This isn't an Eruv Chatzerot. This is an Eruv Tchumim. This is if he says to someone, okay, there's, right, you have Alpai Mama around the city, you can go. If he sends a messenger to put his Eruv in a particular spot, and what does he say, right? If you put food down 2,000 Amma away, you're basically, and it's there when Shabbat starts, you're Konesh Vita. It means this is your place, that your rest place of rest on Shabbat. And therefore, you have 2,000 Amma further to go. So if he sends someone to do it, and he uses a different item, so there's one brayta that says it's a good Eruv, and one brayta that says it's not a good Eruv. Okay, so now, so why would you say...
Tanakhama says it's important. Whether he gets the
right, whether he does it the right way, but here you would see, you could say this machloka right. Sorry. So that's what the Gemara says, right? That's what I was struggling with. So we have a machloka in our Mishnah about whether he meant that specifically or he was just mare makom. So they want to say the same thing here, right? So you could say, "Amaraba lo kasha harabanan harabi Elazar." It's not a problem because each one matches up, right? The brayta that says Eruv Eruv would say it's like Rabbi Elazar, that it was just Mare Makom. It was just Mare, you can use that. But if you want, you can use something else. Harabanan de Amrik Peda, Harabi Elazar de Amar Mare Makomulo, right? Rabbanan said, you're very machpid on what he said, and therefore Eruvo wouldn't be a good Eruv. And the other bright is Rabbi Elazar says Mare Makomulo. V'Rav Yosef Amar Hava Harabanan. Rav Yosef says, no, you can explain both according to Rabbanan. How? Kam b'shelo, kam b'shel chavero. One is when he said, use my grogrot, and instead he took his tamarim. Okay, then you can assume the baal isn't makpid, whichever item of his he uses. But if he said, so-and-so said I can use their dates to make my eruv, go take his dates, and then he took the guy's figs, that's already not a good Eruv, because who knows whether that guy was willing to give up his figs for the guy's Eruv. Maybe he was only willing to give him his dates. Maybe he had more dates than figs and he didn't need them. So when you're talking about someone else's property, you're not allowed. Again, this is a strange ukimta to start saying. It was talking about he was making an Eruv for someone else with someone else's property. But what they really, what Rav Yosef is trying to do is to try to say that both Brito can work out according to Rabbanan. Amalei Abaye, Velahadetanya. What about, but if you say that, I have another case, which again, there's this two different brayot that say, is the Eruv good, is the Eruv not good, and it doesn't have to do with financial stuff. Meaning that you can't answer the same answer that, oh, he was taking someone else's stuff. How so? Ha'omer l'shlucho arev li b'migdal, ve'erev lo b'shovach. You said, go put my Eruv in this tower. And instead, he put the Eruv in this pigeon, what do you call it, dovecot. B'shovach b'irev lo b'migdal, or vice versa. D'tanya chada eruvo eruv. D'tanya idach ein eruvo eruv. Again, there's a machloket, and you can't say there, well, he used someone else's, right? There's no financial use of anybody's property. So what do they say? Hata ma'ishalo v'shal chavero, right? How could you say this is his and this is his friend's? Ika hatam, right? What case is there that you could say that? So they say, no, there is. Nami ika peri de migdal u peri de shovach. Maybe he said, take the fruits from the migdal or take the fruits from the shovach. You can explain the bright as saying that. In which case you could say that maybe he's talking, one case it was his own fruits in the migdal, and the other case was his own fruits, his friend's fruits in the migdal. So in the bright that says eruvo eruv, it would be his own fruits and in the, that were in the migdal or in the shovach, and the bright that says ein eruvo eruv would be when he took his friend's stuff. Okay, new Mishnah. Ha'omer kitvu get utnu li'ishti. Let's say you say, write a get and give it to my wife. Gershuha. Or you say, divorce my wife. Kitvu igeret utnula. Kitvu igeret utnula. Write an igeret. Write a letter and give her. Okay, it's not so clear you mean a get here. All these lishonot, hare elu yichtivu v'yitnu. Okay, if you're a shaliach and somebody says any of these words to you, write a get and give it to my wife. Divorce my wife. Write a get and give it to her. Write a letter and give it to her. Then they all can write a get and give the get, assuming, right, the assumption is that's what the husband meant. But if you say, patruha, get rid of her, parnesuha, you support her, asula kinimus, do with her like the law says, asula karaoi, give her what she deserves, lo amar klum. Those are not clear-cut, as you can imagine, right? Lishonot that he really meant to divorce her. Okay, now we're going to have a whole discussion, the Gemara, about wording, okay? Different wording. We're going to see a braita that says similar things but other words. Shalchuha, shavkuha, tarchuha, hare elu yichtivu v'yitnu. If you say, send her off, get right, shavkuha, leave her, like on her own. Tarchuha is?
Banish
her. Thank you. Then all those cases you can write it. But if you say patruha, parnesuha, asula kanimus, asula karoi, those are exactly the ones we saw in our Mishnah, lo amar klum. Tanya, now we're going to have a whole debate about patruha and pitruha. Okay? Rabbi Natan says if you say patruha with a patach, dvarav kayamim. Okay? Get rid of her. Pitruha, lo amar klum. It sounds like piter, right? So the Mepharshim, there's two different girsaot. One says it's the exact opposite, okay? I'll explain it both ways. So patruha, according to this, would mean, right, get rid of her. Pitruha means exempt her. like liftor, right? Patur, asur, patur, right? Mutar, patur. So that exempt her doesn't mean it could be exempt her from mitzvot. It could be exempt her from a financial. The truth is, most of them explain it's from a financial obligation, not having anything to do with gittin. The other option says no. Pitruha is a command. Patruha is describing something that already happened. We saw this before. If you say something about what was, that's not a command to do something for the future. So therefore, they can't go. He's saying she was divorced. It doesn't mean she is. She should divorce her now. So there's a flip girsaot about how to read this. Amar Rava. So now Rava's going to comment on Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan debavlaihu v'diyek ben pitruah lepatruah. Tana didan debar eretz Yisrael hu lo diyek. Okay, here's one of those. You know, those, what's the word? Getting out at the Eretz Yisraelim, right? There's these pro-Bavli sugyas in the Bavli, okay? They try to support the Bavlim. Okay, the Bavlim are very careful about their words. The Eretz Yisraelim, not so much. Ibayelihu. Now they ask a question. Hotzi'u ha-mahu. What about if you say, send her off. Azvuha, right? Let her go. Mahu. Hitiruha, untie her, mahu. Hinichuha, leave her be. Mahu. Ho'ilula. How do they translate it? Help her. Yeah, help her out. Mahu. Asula kadat. Do with her like the minhag. Mahu. Do with her, you know, the custom. Pshot mihach. Okay, so they ask, we don't know what to do with, right? What do we do with these things? We've seen this before where they say, pshot miachada. At least one of these we have an answer to. Not all of them, but one of them. Ditanya, asula kadat, asula kanimus, asula karo'oi, lo amar klum. So asula kadat, do with her like the custom. That doesn't mean anything, but the others we don't really know. Okay, last Mishnah, we'll just finish up here for today. Barishona hayu amrim, hayotze v'kola v'amar kitfuget l'ishti, hare elu yichtivu v'yitnu. Originally, they said, we actually learned this Mishnah already, that someone who's about to get killed, they would put this kolar, this chain around his neck. That was what the Romans did. They would take him out in chains, and he says, right to get to my wife, meaning he's about to be killed, and he says, right to get to my wife. So, hare elu yichtivu v'yitnu. Okay? By the way, what's missing here in what he says? What?
Give her to
me. Right. He doesn't say give her. He just says write again. Mm-hmm. But since he's about to die, we assume he's a little bit lachutz and he's not really paying attention to his wording. And because he says kitvu, we're just going to say kitvu v'tnu. That's what they said originally. But then they added even more. Chazru lomar, af ha-mefaresh v'yotze b'shayara. Even someone who goes out to Medina Hayam, or he's going out in a caravan, he's going on a trip, okay? We're going to also allow it. If he just said, kitvu get li ishti, we're going to assume that he means, give the get to my wife. Rabbi Shimon Chizuri Omer, apa misukan, even someone who might die, they're sick, something wrong with them, also we can assume that that's what he means. Okay, tomorrow we're going to hear again about this Gneva. If you remember Gneva, who was this controversial character, what we're going to hear about now is his life ended by he went out in a kolar. He was taken away by the Romans. This, right? Interesting that he keeps getting mentioned here, right? This in all different contexts. So we're going to see him tomorrow.
We'll be doing that again.